Today's is the day that we have to recognize the person whose name is Jesus Christ. Christ will reign as the King when he comes again. This is the topic of our sermon this morning. Here in America, the month of November is usually the month in which elections are held. And to elect officers who will promise that they will be known as the shepherds of the kingdom. When election is finished in November, the elected officials take oath of office and promise that they will take care of the electorates. Most of them enter into office without keeping their promise. Most of them use their offices to feed themselves. After the elections, in the next day or the next few days, the Pentecost season comes to an end and Advent begins. The Advent this year will begin next Sunday. Advent is a period when Christians wait and prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ. The festival is called Christ the King. This festival that we expect is many times eclipsed for both the church and the world by Thanksgiving holidays, which marks the beginning of the Christian shopping season. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, 11 to 16, tells us why Jesus will come again. Ezekiel continues to give these elected officials a certain name, irresponsible shepherds. This nickname comes to be very exacting. The shepherds have totally failed in their responsibilities. That's what Jesus finds. Instead of feeding their sheep, they have been fattening themselves in many ways. Some of the elected officials will collude and decide that they should be paid a certain amount that they want. And while in office, they will deny every person that they can their rights. These shepherds have totally denied in their responsibilities. Instead of feeding their sheep, they have been flattering themselves. Therefore, Christ said, "You shepherds, hear the word of the Lord." And Christ said, "As I live, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became food for every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, nor did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Christ is in heaven, and he's there watching what is going on in the world. And because all those that were in responsible positions have denied those that they were supposed to be shepherds or to be their sheep, they did not shepherds as was seen by Christ. Christ therefore decided and said, 'Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hands.'" That means all these shepherds, all these political appointees will be asked, what did they do for the shepherds that they were asked to take care of? Christ said, "I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more." The cheating is too much, and Christ has decided to come in or to come back to us and solve all the problems that have existed in the world. In today's society, supposing the President of the United States is fed up with the killing of the people of another country by the president of that country, what do you think that the president is going to do? He may try to offer help to rescue the people from their sufferings. These facts are so many. In many countries, there are so many problems. The leaders of those countries are not taking care of their citizens. They jail them. They kill them. They deny them their rights. And Christ has taken a vow that he will come back to take care of all the ills of the world. The problems in today's world are caused by all those who are labeled irresponsible shepherds. Irresponsible shepherds are not only politicians who misuse money that they are expected to use to provide services and goods to the electorates who are the shepherds, or who are the sheep. Irresponsible shepherds are not unique to only one country, but they are all in many of these countries. Mind you, the Lord God, the true shepherd, will not come only to drive the irresponsible shepherds away, But the Lord God will punish those who love themselves, loved money, boasted. He will punish those who were arrogant, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhumane, slanderous, and hated good. The Lord God will take care of these people. But let us think, when will Jesus Christ return to earth? This is probably the most common question people ask. Scripture records that the disciples also wondered when they would see the Lord again. Although Jesus never gave a specific time, he reassured them that he would come again. When you and I look forward to his return, we are more likely to have a biblical perspective on life. The principle and eager anticipation of the Lord's return keeps us living productively. The Bible promises that Christ will return. The second coming will be known by the whole world. This is found in Revelation 17. Jesus has prepared an eternal home for each believer. We found this statement in John chapter 14, verse 2 to 3. No one knows the exact date or hour of his coming. This statement comes from Acts 1, verse 7. Believers who have passed away will be resurrected at the rapture. This also is found in the First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Jesus could return at any moment. The concept of the imminent return of Christ, that he could come without any warning, is found throughout the New Testament. Some people believe that certain prophecies have to be fulfilled before the Lord returns for his church. For instance, they say that the gospel must be preached to every nation before the end comes. Anticipating the Lord's return changes how we live. Those who believe Jesus could come back any day are more likely to live productive Christian lives. Setting our minds on him motivates us to walk in holiness. Jesus said, "We are to be on the alert, for we do not know the day nor the hour." He will return in the twinkling of an eye. This is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52. We should live as if he were coming today. Jesus had reminded the disciples of their spiritual assignments. Every time his followers ask him about the second coming, our Lord refocused their attention on what he had already told them. how they should live before he returns. When they asked when Israel would be a sovereign state again, Jesus told them it wasn't their place to know and reminded them of their calling to share the gospel. We should worry about when our Savior will return and concern ourselves with what he has called us to do until that day. What are our responsibilities as followers of Jesus? This is the crux of our sermon today. What are our responsibilities as followers of Jesus? The first, we should watch very faithfully. Testify to those who don't believe and explain why you are faithful. The second, wait peacefully. As believers, we don't have to be anxious when we hear bad news. Scripture promises us peace if we will give God our worries and trust in him, even when people mark our belief in the second coming. We can have the peace and confidence that God is working all things according to his perfect plan. The third reason, work diligently, regardless of the timing of Christ's return. Every believer should actively serve the Lord somehow. We never retire from working for God. Worship him joyfully. On Sunday mornings, we gather at the church to pray together and exalt the Lord together. That attitude of worship should follow our actions the rest of the week also. In conclusion, have you been fulfilling your own goals and desires, or have you been actively investing your life in seeking and obeying the will of God? I pray that you will evaluate your thoughts, activities, and priorities in light of Christ's return. Jesus might return at any moment. Will we be ready? Amen.